Before you get to the Rocky Ridge Farm, and Chester the horse, and Sharon the person,
you have to pass the black turned soil of the Lemax Farm and Clay Hill Farm, whose hill cannot be spied, nor its clay scented. Up the long dirt driveway, the chickens meet you first, and then Pepper the dog, and then Sharon Miller Blake.
So this is Rocky Ridge Farm, and that is the handsome Chester up there, sticking his head out of his window.
Chester the horse peers out the picture window of his red-painted double stall. All around him, huts and little houses dot the bowl of the land. Although Sharon has been writing in journals most of her life, she never once considered writing a book. And as she describes it, the book she's just published began as a kind of letter to a suffering friend that got out of hand.
I wanted to share the background of my life with a few people, especially one person who I knew at church. And I started writing it down. And then I felt compelled to keep writing.
The memoir, On Horseback and Healing, details Sharon's long history of abuse and her even longer history of healing, much of it recent and a lot of it due to her relationship with Chester. Sharon says the moment she saw the horse, she felt a shift.
It was like seeing myself in him. It was like we chose each other when I first met him. And we chose each other, I think, because we were both had very, very traumatic past. We still had a lot of spirit, a lot of fight in us.
Chester is a white socked chestnut gelding, scarred across the brow and ribs. His own history of abuse means he doesn't much care for men, as his early male handlers used to beat him.
This dent has to have been a 2x4 when he was very hard to break and probably fought against being trained.
Sharon's connection to Chester wasn't and isn't sympathy or empathy primarily, but more like identification. To care for the dangerous, ill-used horse was to care for herself, something she's had trouble with her whole life.
I was born of a 45-year-old woman, definitely unwanted. My father was a violent alcoholic. When he found out Mom was pregnant with me, he dragged her down the stairs by her hair.
Her mother tried to give her away when she was first born, and Sharon's childhood never brightened.
My mom took Valiums, which her doctor prescribed for her. But she would take her Valium and go to her room and totally close her eyes and her mind to what was happening to us, the kids.
It was one trauma from violence, another from lovelessness, and a third from the sexual abuse she suffered at the hands of an itinerant farmer who boarded with the family.
I just felt like I must be bad. And that was the other big thing that came out of the sexual abuse, is that he said, "Don't tell anybody or we'll get in trouble." He made me feel like I was guilty. Just as guilty as him, and I should be ashamed.
Over the years, Sharon has tried different therapies on and off, but Chester therapy seems to work best.
Sensory therapies, horse therapies, nonverbal therapy is a more direct type of therapy for me. For me, a lot of times words get in the way.
And yet the writing of the book, this particular set of words, was also healing. While she was keen not to bludgeon the reader with too many details, the dark parts aren't skipped. With the book, Sharon wanted to tell anyone who'd started out life as she had that they can make it back. And the more joyous parts of the book are handled in a language full of grace and almost stand as proof of her return.
And sometimes I'm asked, why did it take 42 years to get around to that point? And I say, well, spiritual healing takes its own time.
The injured rider rides an injured horse. But whatever's injured doesn't matter for the riding.
And he and I are quite a pair. I think we're both empowering and healing for each other.
And wherever Chester rides, Sharon goes too. And whatever Sharon finds, Chester finds too.
The meadowlark and the chimney and the sparrow.
For Word of Mouth, I'm Sean Hurley.
Set to the sky in a flying spree for the sport of the pharaoh.